查党在去年十月政府关门期间在华盛顿展示了激情，游行者因二战纪念馆的关门而沮丧，并且在白宫前表达了他们的气愤。共和党因政府关门而受到指责，这些加剧了查党派系间和主流党派领导，譬如众院议长约翰贝纳间的分歧。
Well, frankly, I think they're misleading their followers. I think they're pushing our members in places where they don't want to be. And frankly, I just think that they've lost all credibility.
贝纳说，老实说，他认为这些人在误导民众，而他认为这些人在将他们的党派成员推向大家都不希望的局面，并且他认为这些人已经没了公信力。为了避免另一次交锋，贝纳最近绕过了众议院中的保守派，和民主党一起通过了无条件延长政府债务限额的法案。但是受查党支持的共和党人并没有退却，譬如密苏里议员维奇哈兹纳。
And we were elected to pull our country back from the brink of economic collapse. And so this is a telling moment where we have to take steps to try to rein in this runaway wasteful Washington spending.
哈兹纳说，他们是因为要将国家从经济崩溃的边缘拉回来而当选的，现在就是展示他们要如何将华盛顿的消费失控悬崖勒马的时候。对于移民等问题，纽约议员彼得金说，保守派共和党人依然拥有足够的权力阻止一切改革。他说，
It's something the Republican Party should do, but when you take it district by district, it's hard to get a majority of Republicans to sign on to it.
彼得金说，他认为全国范围来说，这些是共和党应该做的，但当你一个区一个区这样做，就很难取得多数共和党人的支持。美国副总统拜登说，党内分歧使到民主党和共和党很难达成共识。他说，
I wish there was a Republican Party. I wish there was one person you could sit across the table from, make a deal, make a compromise, and know when you got up from that table, it was done.
拜登说，他希望有一个意见统一的民主党，他希望有一个人可以和他们坐下来达成协议，做一些让步，当会议结束，事件就解决了。分析人士史蒂芬克斯表示，查党正是失去了影响力，因为国内经济正是好转。
But the Tea Party, to some degree, as factions often are heavily based on the state of the economy. The better the economy becomes, the more people.
史蒂芬克斯说，在某种程度上就好像通常的派系，查党非常依赖经济形势，经济状况越好，越多人不在乎政治，转而做他们分内的事。政治学家艾伦·利特曼说，党派内讧要想在2016年竞选总统的共和党人有冲击。
The war within the Republican Party still rages. There are even some on the far right who have taken some joy in the difficulties of New Jersey Governor.
利特曼说，共和党内的争斗依然激烈，甚至一些极右派人士亦都乐于看到新泽西州长克里斯蒂陷入困境，因为温和派曾经对他寄予厚望。民主党希望在今年的中期选举之中利用共和党内的分裂，但是因为奥巴马总统的支持度低，多数专家说共和党会在众议院之中保持多数席位，并且有机会在参议院之中占多数。以上是美国之音的报道。